It's just been a pretty good week so far, and another good result this weekend. It'd be the perfect start, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Difficult game on Saturday against a team that took 6 points off us last season. A team that's not changed much, really. I think Steve McLaren's added players to it. Unfortunately, George Thorne's got injured early doors. One thing we do know, there'll be a football inside. It'll be a good game, looking forward to it. We're full of confidence and it's on our patch as well.
Just a word on them. There's a lot of teams out there who pass almost for the sake of it, don't they, these days? But they pass with a real purpose and they really love to get at teams. How do you combat that? Is there a way of doing it, or do you just have to accept that they're going to have a lot of the ball?
No, it's our patch. We want to impose our game on them. One thing you do know, you maybe have two or three or four maybe minutes in a game where suddenly you've got to lock onto your man and just dog it, really dig in and try and win the ball back. I'm a great believer in winning the ball around their 18-yard box, so that's what we'll do. Like I said, they've got good footballers, but we've got good footballers as well.
And as you've mentioned, it's your patch, and with confidence high in the way that you've played so far, you'll be keen to, whatever they do, to put on a performance yourselves.
Well, on the back of the last two performances we've had, and more so, you can only be what opposition are put in front of you. I thought the performance on the other night against Notts County was the movement with the ball, the options for the man on the ball, forward running. So it'll be a good game. But like I say, we just need to be a little bit more clinical in front of goal.
Is it good to get a nice test like this early in the season? So everybody expects that Derby are going to be up there at the end of the year, but you can sort of gauge your team against another quality team this early in the season.
Well, credit to Derby as well. I was at the playoff final when they got beat by QPR. They dominated the game, couldn't get that goal, and then Bobby Samora pops up with a goal. So they've got no hangover. They've obviously started well. Two wins, two clean sheets. And they will be one of the favourites that are going to be up there. But it'd be a good test for my lads as well. And we're looking forward to the game. If anything, where we probably let ourselves down last season, we'd all not been disrespectful to other teams, was probably the teams below us. So the players will be definitely up for the game.
This is the type of game, isn't it, where someone like Sam Hutchinson can really have an effect, because he loves to get involved there and he won't make life comfortable for people like Will Hughes, will he?
Well, the most important thing I've said before is that if you let players get their heads up, and they'll pick out any pass and they can hurt you. Suddenly, if you're closing people down and you're in the faces and you stop them from getting their heads up, Suddenly, you've got to see what good players can you get out of tight situations. So, but it's not only Sam. I've got other players that are willing to get on the front foot. And that's all I encourage the players to do, is play on the front foot, play forward, play quickly, play with quality.
It seems like every Sheffield Wednesday manager gets asked about how you can get consistency at home and get results going there and make it that fortress cliche that a lot of managers talk about. Having got off to a good start on Tuesday, if you can just keep that building there, it is important, isn't it, to make Hillsborough a difficult place to come?
It is, because one thing you want to do is the opposition coming and thinking, well, not many teams get results here, so psychologically you've got a point in the bag, hopefully. But I'm pleased the way we've started. I keep saying that, but it took 17 games to get that win. Suddenly we've got two victories, back-to-back victories, one away from home, one at home. But we do want to make Wednesday Hillsborough a fortress, and the fans can help. But I've often said in the past as well, it's up to the players to give the fans the encouragement to get shouting and singing, and give them something to be proud of, and credit to the players have done that.
Having got two wins early, is the message to the players, keep on focus here? You've had a good start, but you don't want to let it get to your heads a little bit.
No, we've been probably dominated the games, probably the last two games. There's going to be games, like I say, where we're maybe going to have to grind a result, if that's the case on Saturday. But it's staying in the game. And one thing we do know is I've got an honest bunch of players that will give everything for the cause.
What's your team news? Have you got any information on Dejan Kelar yet? You got his scan results back?
Well, the unfortunate thing in this game is you finish on a high, and then suddenly we sent him off to get a scan, and it's not come back a good report. The boy's done his ACL, and so he's going to need major surgery. He got the injury in the Newcastle game, and the specialist says, look, he's torn the ligament in his knee, which needs to be repaired. So virtually, I can't see the boy playing again this season for us, unfortunately. So it's the curse of the centre-halves, really, it seems to have carried on from last season. But again, it just shows that with Kaelin Lavrys, there was no contact. His has been a posterior cruciate. And unfortunately, Dejan's is an anterior cruciate.
Yeah, I was going to come onto Leighton, you know, the consistency in the back five was something you didn't have last year but might have it this year. But this is a big blow, isn't it? Because you had depth there and now maybe you're going to have to replace Dejan.
Well, it's a big blow for the boy. He's a wonderful man. He's distraught about it. It's just an innocuous challenge in the Newcastle game. He's tried training with it. He trained, he was on the bench at Brighton. Suddenly his knee's just blown up. So, unfortunately, it's not good news for him, not good news for Sheffield Wednesday. But the most important thing, at least I have got a little bit of depth in there. Zayeta came on for Glenn Louvens the other day and showed his qualities as well.
No hidden suspensions out of this game. Are you all good apart from that? I know that you said Jeremy Elland should be fair enough back today. So how are you looking?
Yeah, he trained today, Jeremy, so he'll come back into the squad. No, a few things caught me out. We were aware of Stevie May's suspension. I wasn't aware after the cup game the other night that we were going to be seeded away from home as well. So when I watched the draw last night, the pleasing thing is Jeremy's going to be back and he'll probably just give us that little bit option to go down that left side a little bit with some pace as well.
Let's get a thought on the draw. Like you say, you're away from home. It was a bit of a confusing draw, but we got there in the end. Burnley away, a Premier League team, your ex-club as well. What did you make of that?
Well, it's how they'll treat it, really, because I've already looked at the fixtures. I think we play them on the Tuesday, and I think they've got a nice tie against Manchester United at home. So I can't control what team that Sean picks, but I'm sure now with the Premier League set up, they've got a lot of strength in depth, these added players this season. Nice surface. We got a good result there. We probably should have won the game there last season, the league game. I think it was... might have been Gucci's debut, I think it was. Probably had a little bit of a nervy first 20 minutes and then grew into the game. But we probably should have got a good result there. Not one that fears us. Again, football inside. But we'll just concentrate on one game at a time at the moment.
Did you look at them in the summer and sort of try and work out how they'd managed to have this remarkable season? Because not many people tipped them to finish in the automatic promotion places. And I suppose the key was that they had goal scorers and consistency in the starting lineup, but do you look at them and say, how can we try and emulate that?
I think a few clubs have. You looked at all the three teams that got promoted. QPR got promoted probably with Charlie Austin's goals. Leicester got promoted with Vardy and Nugent's goals. And Burnley was exactly the same with Ings and Volks, and they didn't concede many goals. So hopefully we've brought Stevie May in, and hopefully Atty and the Gary Medines can get in around that 15-20 goals that's going to push up the league.
It does show, though, that things can be possible if you do have that, you know, bit of luck along the way and you get those goals in your team.
It's consistency and it's belief, and like I say, it's confidence. At the moment, we'll go into the game on Saturday full of confidence. One thing we do know, we have to match their work rate, the commitment, their application. And then you maybe do a little bit of rubber the green, whether it's the inside of the post and goes in or it's the inside of the post and comes out.
You've got a tough decision to make, haven't you? You may already have made it, but in terms of the strikers, Atty Nuyiu scored, Gary Medine scored, you've got Stevie May in there. Is there a way that you can get them all involved, or are you going to have to disappoint someone?
No, at the end of the day, you can only pick 11, but you need a squad of players and you need that competition. At the end of the day, if I leave anybody out, I don't want to be happy to be left out. Yeah, I'm going to have a few sulkers when I pick a team, but I pick a team to win a game of football, not to please everybody. That's the most important thing, is the result. We start 0-0, can we win the game? If we can't, we don't lose the game.
There's one thing that Medine's done, to his credit, holding the ball up, I mentioned the other day, looks stronger. He retains it well. And is that maybe something that still Atty, despite all of his size, can improve a little bit on?
Well, people forget what Atty brings to the team, because Atty's 6'6", and more often than not, they've got a front screen and they've got somebody marking Atty tight. So it then depends down to the quality of the ball up to Atty. Yeah, I want all my forwards to get hold of the ball and ball retention, and then we get moved up the pitch. But one thing Atty does, he has more often than not have two people around him. So once we do regain possession, we've got a spare man somewhere. We've got to find that spare man.
Just coming back to the defence, Tom Lees and Glenn Louvens have really settled in well. That must be pleasing, and the key is going to be keeping everybody fit in the back, because last year you pretty much had a different back five every week.
Well, again, I wanted that competition. Unfortunately, with Dejan's injury, suddenly we're down to three centre-backs. But one thing I do know is I've got four players that enjoy defending, enjoy getting hit with the ball. At the moment, the shirt is with Lees and Louvens. They're playing very well. They look like they've been playing together for 50-odd games. They're reading the game. Keep it simple. They dovetail each other very, very well. And they're all good organisers and talkers. But it'd be a good test for them on Saturday, the boy Martin. Again, strong physical presence up front. whether Leon Best plays as well. I think Leon would have probably wanted to come here and prove something as well. But I've got every confidence. And then it's not just the two centre-backs. It's Joe Matic, the way he started as well, and Liam Palmer. And then I've got two good goalkeepers that are competing against each other as well.
Do you think you've got a couple of bargains there, though, in Leuvens and in Lees?
Only time will tell. Last two games, they look very good bargains because two clean sheets, two victories, and but they haven't put a foot wrong. Like I said, it'd be a different challenge from on Saturday. The boy Martin, I think he got 20-odd goals last season, so if we can keep him quiet, they'll have done a good job.
An encouraging start from Jacques Magoma. We've seen him score goals for Burton Albion. Now that he's got one and off the mark quickly, is the message to him just to keep that going, to keep taking chances?
Well, you always want that first goal. At the moment, I've probably got Chris Maguire now. He's trying to get that goal. He got a goal in pre-season, but the forwards just want to score goals. They just want to get off the mark. And credit to Jax, it was a fantastic finish. We know he can do that, but I think even Jack's gone on record, he's just got to be a little bit more consistent. He's got to probably work on his defensive duties a little bit more. It's easy when he's on my side, dugout side, because I can bark at him and shout at him. It's when he's over the other side, it's difficult getting a message across. But he's learning. He's a young man that's still learning his trade as well.
Defensively, though, he and Maguire, the Brighton game at least, the defensive duties, they were spot on, weren't they? They did what they had to do.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, hopefully we're going to have 60% possession of the ball. It's what you do with that other 40% is important. That's what I'm reminding Chris Maguire and Jack McGomer. When we haven't got the ball, can we win it back as quickly as possible? Or can we get into shape, be compact and be difficult to be broken down? But so they've got two sides to the game. They've got, and again, like I say, we defend with 11 and we attack with 11.
We spoke to Paul Corrie today and he said that he feels like he might have to go on loan and he wants first team football now. Is that what you see for him, and are there other people in the squad that you'd consider letting go out and get some games?
At the moment, it's subject to how the treatment room is. We've unfortunately just Dejan's gone in there and Jeremy's come back out. Paul Corrie and Rhys McCabe got on Saturday, so haven't played much football. At the moment, I'm probably, if in the strongest areas, it is in that midfield. So it might be one that I consider. He had an opportunity a couple of times to go out on loan last season. For some reason, he decided not to go. But anybody, you want to train Monday to Friday and you want to play on a Saturday. But like I say, I can't have happy players that are not in the team. I've got to make sure that they're disappointed. And if it means going out on loan, so be it.
What's the latest in terms of potentially getting people in, anything before the weekend?
No, not at the moment, just unless my phone rings today. Calls are out there, but we're just waiting. Now, the problem we do have now as well is that they're all going into their first games of the season of the Premier League boys. And then things will probably happen once they started naming their 25 players.
Is it a bit of a pain that you have to wait for squads to be named? And would it be easier, perhaps, for all of English football if those squads were named before the season or even the transfer window finished before the start of the season so you know what you've got for the start of your campaign?
In an ideal world, I'd love a pot of money where I can go out and get my squad.
Me too.
Yeah, a pot of money to buy on players. And like I said, I want competition in all places. I want Maguire and Magoma to be looking over the shoulder. If I'm not pulling my weight, somebody's going to fill in. So this week, we've got Jeremy back. We know Jeremy can play on the left-hand side. I can flip Jack over. So again, I've got that little bit of healthy competition. But going back to your question, it's just the Premier League boys. They can just stockpile all these players and then decide when they want to come out because the budgets that they're working to are unbelievable.
So you think it might be a wait then before another one comes in?
Who knows? Again, if a manager gets fed up because he's keeps getting a knock on his door from a disgruntled player, it might be down to his decision in the end to say, look, I'll let you go because Sheffield Wednesday have inquired about you.